The end of molasses classes. Getting our kids unstuck. 101 extraordinary solutions for parents and teachers. Author, Ron Clark. Molasses classes. As a kid, I learned to use molasses as a descriptive word for anything that was slow, and as I traveled to many places to learn about education, I found myself drawing back to this word from my childhood. I witnessed teachers with no energy, students who were struggling to prop up their heads, and classrooms that were uninterested. I thought to myself, over and over, these are molasses classes. It broke my heart. The Ron Clark Academy in Atlanta, Georgia, has started a ground-up revolution to change education, and over 10,000 educators from around the world have visited our schools. To learn about the unexpected ways the teachers and parents of RCA have helped our children achieve great success. Part 1. RCA's Core Principles and Values. Over the years, we have built a list of principles and values that we use to run our school. These core principles are at the heart of how we, as educators, parents, and mentors, obtain success from the children we love. These principles are: not every child deserves a cookie. Giving praise that isn't earned only sets up our students for more failure in the long run. Uplift other adults who play a role in the lives of our children. We need to realize that when parents and teachers uplift one another, they're only creating the type of environment where children will soar, and the impact can be profound. Listen. Allow people to vent and hear them out completely without interrupting. Once they have said all they want to say, then you may begin answering them calmly. Don't give excuses. Find solutions. If you're taking the time to make an excuse, then you're wasting time that could be spent on finding a solution. Set the tone for the love of learning. The absolute best way to get a child excited about learning is to display the amount of emotion and passion for learning that you hope to see in the child. Part 2. The role of the parent in the success of the child. No person is more important in the life of the child than the parent. And when it comes to educating our young students, the teachers and parents must work together at all times. At RCA, there are certain things we ask of our parents in order for them to help us help their children be successful, such as small issues can grow into big problems. Children will get away with as much as we allow, and if parents don't maintain strict discipline with the children as they're approaching their teenage years, they'll be in for a challenging experience. See the potential in every child. We need to remind ourselves that our children will become what we see in them. If you say over and over that they aren't good at math, then they will grow to hate math, and if you tell them that they are spoiled, they'll begin to believe it as well. Punctuate the power of words. When reading with our young child, you want to stop often to ask your child if he knows that certain word's meaning. We have to find a way to improve our children's vocabularies, because if we don't, it's going to be a roadblock to reading for years to come. Don't be a penny parent. A penny has two sides, heads and tails. As a teacher and a principal, I sometimes encounter parents with two sides when they feel that they can't be honest with me. I encourage all parents to let the teacher know when they are unhappy. Talk to us directly, rather than about us in the community. We need you to be the front side. Honest Abe. When that happens, we become informed, and then we can address your needs and work together to strengthen the school. Part 3. Creating the right climate. As adults who work with children, we have to make sure we have created the right environment, set the correct expectations, and modeled the appropriate excitement and energy within ourselves. We want our children to see that there is no greater joy than learning, and it is up to us to create the best possible climate and culture where every child will enjoy learning and have a curious passion for knowledge. Keep in mind the following. Dress the part. Attire matters. The reasons for dressing professionally are endless. 1. Discipline problems are reduced, and students treat the staff with more respect. 2. Teachers are seen as intelligent and sharp experts in the eyes of parents. 3. The staff feels a sense of pride in their collective appearance. 4. People who dress well feel more confident. The energy can be felt through the school. Urgency in education. You need to create a sense of urgency in your students. Every moment is valuable. Increase teacher quality instead of reducing class size. I know the big trend for years has been to reduce class size. And for kindergarten through second grade, I think that argument is valid. For higher graders, however, reducing the number of students rarely affects the overall quality of instruction in the classroom. It only decreases the number of students who are affected by the lessons presented by that particular teacher. Show them examples of excellence. A great way to do this for children is to take them to see individuals who are performing at the highest levels. Talk with kids about the work that is required to achieve that level of excellence. Set the bar high for parents too. When people know better, they do better. That's why we do all we can at RCA to let our parents know what we expect of them and how they can help us. We actually spell it all out in a contract that they are given at the beginning of the year. Don't give children second chances on tests and projects. If you give a test to students and they don't perform well, you can't allow them to retake that test. If you do, you're sending this message that you don't really need to study that hard for the first time, because you'll have another chance later. It's just not a realistic expectation to have for school or for the real world. Don't put the blame on students unfairly. If you allow students to be rambunctious, they will be rambunctious. If you let them know your expectations and hold them to it, your life will be much easier, and the entire class will learn much more. Part 4. Reaching out beyond the classroom. The following are ways in which teachers, parents, and community members can make our children the first priority and guide them in their quest for success. Beyond the classroom. Teach parents the correct way to tutor their children. Build strong bonds with parents. Hire the best teachers and never settle. Always observe a teacher applicant teaching a lesson before hiring him. Teach children the history and symbolism of their home and school. Provide lessons in life that will become lessons for life. Uplift the students who have the furthest to go. Allow teachers the freedom to make their rooms reflect their personalities. Leave the jealousy at the door. Realize that you never truly know all that's going on in the life of a child. Raise our children to be global citizens. Recognize the big cost of big dreams. Reach out to the community to build a powerful network. Send thank you letters that are hand-drawn, colorful, and correct. Make your goodbyes mean something.